What do we have here? What to my wondering eyes doth appear? It's not the sleigh full of reindeer. It's the opposite end of the spectrum, but before long we'll be talking about them again. It seems like we just talked about July 4th, 2010, and lo and behold, here we are, Independence Day 2011. 2011. You see.
So brightly and the twilight has gleaming, such bright and bright
stars. Is it
Aretha? It is.
Sing along. How many people actually know the words to the Star Spangled Banner? The bomb bursting in the air. You know most of them?
Yeah.
You know Malcolm. Jennifer, how are you on the words?
You think you would make a boo-boo somewhere?
Our flag was still there.
Now here's the test.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most of us can sing along.
All right, quiet. Going to hit a banner.
Oh, yeah.
You screwed it up. That's enough. I don't want to hear anymore. So, bye, Aretha.
Banner.
Okay, the poll over the weekend. What's your favorite patriotic song? This song, let's see, came in, the Star Spangled Banner came in second. Number one was God Bless America.
Really?
That's a good one.
Yes. Where's Kate Smith's version, which I think is the best version? Well, Celine Dion's
gonna have like some Canadians singing my country song. Yeah. Get out of here.
Hey, listen, Richie, I didn't put the list together. What do you want from me?
I mean, hey.
This is the version, however, which trumps them all. You'll pardon the use of the word trump. Kate Smith.
Why do you like this so much?
I love this song.
No, this is her version.
Yeah, before Whitney came out and did real her killer version.
Stand up.
This was it.
Yeah. The stand up version. You should be penalized. They're going to put you in the penalty box if you don't behave yourself. Okay. This should be our national anthem, or America the Beautiful ought to be our national anthem. You have Ray Charles' version of America the Beautiful there. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, wish you a happy 4th live. The only radio program on the air at the moment that is alive, rather than being dead, I guess. Right? Now, we got it. Listen to the trumpets and stuff, though, ladies. My heavens. How can you not be moved by this? 33% of the people who responded to the poll said this was their favorite patriotic song. It makes good sense.
Now I won't be able to listen to that again without thinking about Jennifer's mom.
Ray Charles has one of the defining versions of America the Beautiful.
America. Oh yeah.
23% of you like this song best.
Sweet America.
I won't make fun of this.
What?
Make God the gold refine.
Mm-hmm. How can a blind guy sing about America the Beautiful?
Noblesse.
It's not the best version. It's not a bad version.
No, this is.
Right, for you it is. For me, it's not.
Are you comparing this to the Keith Smith video?
No, because it's two different songs. What's the matter with you?
I'm thinking now.
Yeah. I used to sing this all the time in elementary schools. And I love listening to all. I even now harken back to listening to the children.
Did you just use the word harken?
Harken, yes.
Wow. Okay.
I have a gherkin.
That's a pickle. And harken is a bad senator from a good state.
Is he related to Urkel?
Urkel the Purkle. The pickle.
Urkel Urkin.
All right, so let's see. Who's got a version of Battle Hymn of the Republic? Joan Baez. Has a version of that, Richie.
No, Joan Baez. Well,
yeah.
I mean,
14% of you liked that song as your favorite patriotic song.
You know, God done shed his grace on thee. He did be crowned at the... Yes, he did. Heavy brotherhood from sea.
I never in radio did I ever think I'd be pulling down Ray Charles to play Joan Baez, but here I am. That kills me.
That'd be so political and predictable.
No, it's not political. It's like I'm pulling down one of the greatest rhythm and blues soul singers of all time to play some folk singer.
It's funny she sings the battle hymn, because this doesn't make me want to go to battle.
Actually, this is a terrible version of this song. Can we get like a real version? Sung by the military.
That's right.
I don't want this. It's on the list. That's all. I don't know.
Let's go to war. Call Joan Baez.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. They're in here to pump up the troops.
Yeah.
If you're going to do the battle hymn of the Republic, there's only one way to go.
Yeah.
John Philip Sousa, baby.
All right.
Yeah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Teacher hit me with a ruler.
I never heard that before. Did you just make that
really?
Up?
No. Yeah. All the back to the elementary. Jonathan Maynard in the elementary songs we used to sing. That when the teacher wasn't listening, we would sing that version of it. Anyway, there are other songs. I'm curious as to what you think is the best patriotic song. 800-510-8255. Is it Born in the USA? Is it America is My Home? Is it, actually, Richie...
It's Lee Greenwood for me all the way.
Yeah, that's not, I don't know. God Bless the USA, it's okay.
I cry every time.
That's a recent one, man.
Independence Day, Martina McBride, Steve Miller's Living in the USA.
There's a very famous talk radio guy, Sean Hannity, that uses Independence Day as a theme song.
Yeah.
Independence Day is not about Independence Day people. It's about domestic abuse.
Yeah.
I don't know why people say that song's an America song. Just
I don't know.
It's called
I think that tells you
Day.
Something about what thought was
well,
given by
like
Sean.
It's about a girl who kills her father for beating her mother. Come on.
That's like Born in the USA is a it's an anti-Vietnam protest song.
Yeah, it is. All right, so we don't want those. Richie, it'd be nice if somebody were answering the phone. That'd be cool. 800.
Here comes Michael strolling in.
510-8255. What's your favorite Independence Day song? And with that, here's a 2020 history quiz.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how you do with this as we get started thinking about our country today in a way that we normally do. Last year, was it Tuesday? When did things go backwards or forwards? What was 4th of July last year? Is it Sunday or was it Tuesday?
Funny, no, I can't remember.
Sunday.
Okay, yeah. You're moving ahead by one day. That's right. It's 365. Okay. What can you tell us about John Hancock? 800-510-8255. Of all the people, his name was the most recognizable and I think the largest of the signatories.
He had a big signature.
He did. So what do you know about him? What was there about John Hancock?
They named a bank after him.
That made him, no, it's an insurance company.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Bank here.
Yeah, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a bank here.
I thought they were mostly all gone out of business, actually.
And mostly, yeah. I think there's still a few.
All right. So what can you tell us about John Hancock? What was his bloodline? What was his background? What did he do? in terms of just what do you tell us a story about John Hancock? I think that'd be a good place to have us begin a sort of historical review of some of the people who were instrumental in the document that was signed on this date in 1776. 800-510-8255. And also, yeah, I want to know what your favorite political song is. Here's Leon in Charlotte, North Carolina. Leon, happy 4th of July, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
I think the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Battle Hymn of the Republic. And which version do you like best of it?
I don't know.
Who sings?
Fine. Do you like Joan Baez?
No, we don't like Joan Baez.
I like the big band. Battle Hymn.
Right, it would be
so the one we just played, like
so the military. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
I have the Marines playing it too. Yeah. That's good stuff.
You do? All right.
Those are the guys that should play it.
Right, exactly.
Exactly.
All right, Leon, thank you for your input and have a wonderful. What are you doing today that's special?
Cooking out.
There you go.
There he goes. Make sure you get those vegan burgers on the grill.
Yeah, that's what you want today.
All right. Mark is in Eau Claire, W-A-Y-Y. Mark, happy 4th.
You too, thank you. I like the song Coming to America by Neil Diamond.
That's a good one.
Yes, that's right. Not on our list, Richie. See if you can get that. Coming to America is a very good one. You're right. These are all public domain songs. There's no real, for the most part.
No, not the Neil Diamond one.
Isn't it? All right, well, see if you can find it, Will. See what we can do. Mark, you're a good man. What are you doing today?
We're driving over to Stillwater, Minnesota to watch the big boats on the river and the fireworks afterwards.
Really?
Yeah.
So it starts, late in the afternoon? Is that the...
We're heading out around noon. Going to meet my parents over there.
Yeah.
We're going to be... My whole family's going to be there. Uh-huh. My boys' girlfriends are going to be there. Our dogs are going to be there. We're going to be tailgating on the river.
How do your dogs react to all the boom and bang?
They're going to be kenneled at my parents' house, so we're not exactly sure how that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But
it's really tough.
Yeah, my dog
Mark,
like it
thank
at
you.
All.
Take care. Charlotte goes bananas.
Sure.
Yeah. As the last night they were up banging around, and Charlotte was up two or three times during the night. It's just really distressing. Keep your dogs away from all of the noise and the mayhem, because it will be very disturbing to them. 800-510-8255, Independence Day. What can you tell us about John Hancock? 2020 History Quiz. Swell prize from the Doug Steffen Prize Closet. It's 20 after on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hurry into the PetSmart 4th of July sale. You'll save up to 50% on hundreds of items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $4 on all varieties of Iams dog food in 35 to 40 pound bags. No matter your dog's life stage, breed size, or specific need, PetSmart has the largest selection of Iams formulas among leading retailers to help you find the right nutrition for your dog. Don't miss these 4th of July deals, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid July 1st through July 4th.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Ensor for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Lots of things to be celebrated today, and we're happy to do it with you at 800-510-8255. Follow us at DougStephan.com. Facebook question, probably, if we didn't ask this already, Jen, ought to be how people are celebrating the day today. Are they doing something different this year from what they've done in past years?
We're asking that right now.
So I think that would be a good question. The other question that we have for the 2020 history quiz, I want one fact. Tell us one fact about John Hancock. Because there are three, four, five things that he was well known for that he did with relationship to the founding of the country. Give us one at 800-510-8255.
Okay.
Excuse me. I'm chuckling because it's been a couple of years since I heard this. One of my best friends in life and somebody who's been with me back and forth, we've been friends and co-workers for 43 of my...
We've hired and fired each other.
Right, we've hired and fired each other. Right, exactly. So Bob Klopfenstein produced the Good Day Dairy 4th of July extravaganza. This is pretty silly. It's a make-believe sky show featuring my flying cows, Patsy and Tony. So here's an example of something you can do with your mind. Imagination is a wonderful thing. So here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the first annual Good Day Dairy 4th of July extravaganza. Sit back, close your eyes, and look up to the skies for the greatest sky show you've never seen. Featuring Edgar at the console of the giant milking barn Wurlitzer. Doug Steffen's Precision F-18 Flying Cows, Judy Collins, Ray Charles, Mannheim Steamroller, and the biggest fireworks display on radio. Now, let's give a big welcome to Edgar at the console of the giant milking barn Wurlitzer. Turn your attention skyward for Patsy, one of Doug Steffen's Precision F-18 Flying Cows. Patsy says hi from the cockpit and wishes a happy 4th of July from all the other Jersey girls. Just a minute. Look skyward again for our next Precision F-18 Flying Cow, Tony! That Tony is a real prankster, and it looks like she's dropped something out of the cockpit. Look out, everyone. It's a cow pie.
Oh.
Whew. Glad everyone ducked. That was a close one. And now the girls will make one final pass in their F-18s. But this time, they'll open the cockpits and stick all four hooves up in the air. So get ready to look skyward and be sure to wave back. Here they come. The cockpit with hooves in the air waving goodbye, Patsy and Tony remind you to drink plenty of milk, and you might someday grow up to be precision F-18 flying cows, too. This has been the Good Day Gary 4th of July Extravaganza, featuring the talent of Edgar at the console of the giant milk barn Wurlitzer. And Patsy and Tony, the precision F-18 flying cows. Happy 4th of July from everyone at Doug Steffen's Good Day. But this is your announcer speaking.
He has too much time on his hands.
All right.
For the studio audience is going wild.
All right, they love that show.
Oh, my God, that bobcat.
All right. Richie, do we need to now take our leave for a moment?
You can keep going.
800-510-8255. Kevin is in, is it Kaukauna? How is that pronounced in Wisconsin, Kevin?
Kaukauna.
Kaukauna. I like it, though, for purposes of my own life and the last bit that we did. How about we call it Kaukauna? All right.
Go for it. It's early enough. I don't care.
All right. Good man. So you have some trivia for us.
Yeah. How many verses are there in the Star Spangled Banner?
Three, I believe. Is that right?
That is correct. Three.
Yeah. All right,
you
so,
are on your A game. I give you a credit. Wow.
What's your next question?
What does he win?
All right, now.
One a day is good enough for me.
Now, okay, so here is the question for you. What can you tell us about John Hancock? One thing about him. He did a number of things.
Oh yes, he did. And I'm sorry, I can't come up with one right now.
He was the governor of one of the founding states of our country. He was the.
I'm going to say he was the governor of.
What state do I live in?
Maryland.
Really?
That'd be me.
Richie, we're moving.
That's it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I tried, Kevin. I did my absolute best to try to give you something swell. But
yes,
anyway.
Yes, you did.
All right, you're
hey,
a good
you have a great day, guys. Happy 4th.
Happy 4th.
You too.
All right. Mark, you have a favorite song?
Yeah, I do. Whitney Houston's version of the Star Spangled Banner in the Super Bowl about 10 years ago.
Yeah,
that's pretty much the one
to beat anymore.
Yeah, I don't remember that version. We'll dig it out, though.
Yes,
dust it
do.
Up.
It's the Whitney right. one that you hear all the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, there he is. He's got a good suggestion for us, so we'll dust it off. I said that once already, didn't I?
You did.
Half past the hour on Good Day.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653 or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. 235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.
Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Should we kick these for today and just use our Independence Day songs?
Nah, I mean, these help everybody kind of perk up and say, oh, hey, the gang's back.
The gang is here. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here, 33 and change after the hour, 4th of July, 2011, live on the air.
Wow.
For the balance of the morning, our question. One of the questions, there are all kinds of questions. You have the answers, I have the questions. Once in a while, you have the questions, I have the answer. The poll today, how are you celebrating Independence Day? A, going to a parade. B, having a cookout. C, going shopping. D, touring a museum or other historical site. E, some or all of the above. F, just another work day for me. If you're working today, share what you're doing with us at 800-510-8255. I thought it was interesting that the bans on fireworks lifted because of the amount of tax revenue that comes from them. Isn't this cynical?
You know,
it can help put your local government's budget in the black. Cities around the country, because they're struggling to make the payrolls or whatever, lifting old restrictions on fireworks. For example, a ban in Hawkins County, Tennessee, 65-year ban, lifted because they wanted to generate $200,000 in permit fees and sales tax revenue. Pennsylvania basically did the same thing. The industry there, it's a lot of heavy-duty fireworks in Pennsylvania, $295 million worth of sales there. So what were you about to say, Richie?
I am getting a little bit frustrated.
Yeah.
With the government's handling of these economic hard times, in that instead of cutting like we all have to do who own or run businesses, just looking for alternative sources of taxable revenue, you know, okay, hey, great, we all have to find a way to earn more money, but you guys have to go the other way as well. Okay, let's cut all tax breaks for the rich. Let's lift this thing so that we can sell more of this and get more taxes. Let's do, you know, and it's just, come on, guys.
You know what?
You got to do it from both ends.
Here, you know, here's what it is. And this is, I don't want to get off on my toot.
I know.
Here,
it's
but the waste, the fraud, the crime, this is so un-American.
They never look at that.
You listen to these guys on both sides. I'm so fed up with the party system.
Yeah.
It doesn't address the real
problems.
Yes, it's the party system enhances it because they go back and forth about their own positions instead of dealing with the real issues. The real issue in our country is that you allow 34 cents. Look at, think about it this way. 42 cents of every dollar now goes to pay the debt. 34 cents is waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. What's left? You know how little it would be to actually run, even with all the extravagant programs that there are, if you got rid of the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. I always use the same comparison because the most recent one, the GAO, I think 2-3 months ago, did a mock, when they're doing the budget process, a mock budget for the Pentagon, for the Department of Defense, which is a little less than $700 billion. When Clinton was president, it was $300. When Ronald Reagan was president, it was $100, and now it's $700 billion. And of that, $460 billion is what it takes to actually run all the programs that are in place right now. Every single one of them could be run if you get rid of the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. The Pentagon, with $460 billion, could get exactly the same programs, have exactly the same number of employees. Everything stays the same. Do you realize how much money we're talking about here? How is it that we allow this? If you think of nothing else today, think of that in terms of what you want to have fixed. I mean, we can go through any number of things about our government. I think today is a good day for us to review in our own minds some of the things that drives us nuts. You saw perhaps over the weekend the Federal Aviation Administration once again examined by outside governmental. The GAO is very good. I don't think they did this audit, but in general, here's another agency that is just there's no management. You saw the report. The FAA has allowed air traffic controllers to take naps while they're on the job. They read. They listen to the radio. You know, I hear all of this stuff about how tough it is to be an air traffic controller, which I think during the busy hours of the day is true. But does that mean it's appropriate to read or listen to the radio if you're on the graveyard shift? I don't know. What happens if there's an emergency? Some of these guys, as you heard, we had two instances of it, didn't we, or three the last month or so?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, how is that good use of the resources that we entrust to these people to use appropriately? That's what we ought to be thinking about in part, I think, today. Anyway, I'm interested in how you're celebrating the day. 800-510-8255. Here is Ralph in Kimberly, Wisconsin. Hi, Ralph. Welcome to Good Day, sir. Happy 4th of July.
Well, thank you, and the same to you.
All right, John Hancock. What can you tell us about John Hancock?
John Hancock was the first and third governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
That is correct.
I believe him.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's very
he
right.
With confidence.
What else?
He was very rich.
He was very rich. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he has tobacco
nice
money.
Pen.
He actually, well, no, he inherited most of the money from his uncle.
Yep.
And his uncle.
Business.
His uncle was a smuggler.
A smuggler
nice.
Or what?
He was a smuggler. He would bring the stuff in here from various places and sell it on the sort of what they don't think they call the black market then, but his uncle was a very wealthy guy and his it was all ill-begotten.
Right.
What else, Ralph?
I'm just trying to go through my brain here from high school.
Mm-hmm.
Other than his large signature on the.
See, I like it. I like it that he's able to remember all this stuff from high school.
From high school.
I still have to look
I
it up
can't
on Wikipedia.
At all.
Yeah, well, but that's because it hasn't been taught to a lot of people.
Exactly.
He was the president of the Continental Congress, the first Continental Congress.
Yes.
And the money, by the way, that came from his uncle, for the most part, was used to help seed to get money to go out and find more money for the Revolution. The money to seed those who would go out and find the money came from him. So
yep.
He basically really did. He funded the Revolution.
Yep, the colonies.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah. Fascinating
stuff.
He
was a protege of Samuel Adams.
Yeah. I'll drink to that.
I'll drink to that, too. Matter of fact, I'll do that today.
Cheers. Good for you. Right.
Yeah.
All right, Ralph, you're a good man. What are you doing today with your family? What's happening?
We're going to have a little cookout, and the first thing I did this morning was put my flag out.
Good for you.
Good for you.
How big is your flag?
It's 5x8.
5x8. You have a special pole for it? You put it out front?
Yes.
How do you display it?
Yes, it's out on a pole in front of the house.
Did you make sure it was made in America?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm just...
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of them that get made
in Pakistan.
Pakistan.
Yeah.
Places like that. All right, Ralph, you're a good man. Hold on a second, Richie. Why don't you give him something nice to have Michael talk to him about something that he might like to have? 800-510-8255. Okay. Next question. Ready?
Okay.
Ready.
Fire away.
In what year was the Liberty Bell first rung? 800-510-8255. What was the date and the year? Pretty good question, right?
The date and the year that the Liberty Bell
the
was
date
first
of the
rung.
Month. Which month, day, and year? Maybe that's a better way of asking the question. Thank you.
Okay.
800-510-8255. In what day, month, and year was the Liberty Bell first rung?
Interesting.
800-510-8255. We also, in a moment, have a tribute to a guy who actually started one of the best-known radio programs in the history of radio on this date in 1970. A tribute to him and that show in a moment. First, though, a tribute to you and your health, or maybe lack thereof. You had a lot of burgers. You had a lot of stuff cooked outside over the weekend, and it was the first time of the season. Maybe your stomach feels like a war zone today. If you have a lot of antacids around and you're swallowing them, may I send you in a different direction? How about taking care of your stomach, the pain, the irritation, the bloating, the gas, things like that, with a product from a family that's been involved in the probiotic field for 30 years. 30 years. Natrin, the lady who is the founder of this company, I remember talking to this woman a long time ago, and I was fascinated with her story. And if you understand the name, because the name is her name, it's really kind of an interesting thing that a family, a small company, it's the great American story, in fact. I think these folks came, and I'm not sure where what company they came from, but I know that they came here, and this lady started this company, and then it has grown to the point where they are the biggest, the leader, if you will, in this very important field. Natrin, the truth about probiotics.com is a great website. You may want to check it out because probiotics are the way to handle it. Natrin's Healthy Trinity is a brilliant probiotic. I take it every day. So if you suffer, I give it to Charlotte to straighten out her little things that are going on, the gas and the dogs have it as well. They have a special routine for dogs. So turn things around in your stomach with Natrin's Healthy Trinity. Everybody should have a probiotic every day. And these are serious probiotics for people who are serious about their health. The Good Day Health Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you're not completely happy within 3 months, if your tummy, more importantly, isn't happy, and then you get all your money back. There's no question asked. That's it. That's their rule. Mention Good Day Health when you call 888-9-NATRIN. You get a free 14-day supply with your order. Call 888-9-NATREN. You can look them up on the web at natrin.com, but I'm suggesting that you'll get better care. I always like talking to a person who's there, especially if you want to get a free 14-day supply. Call 888-962-8736 and ask for the Good Day Health Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying,
switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Summer is here and it's time for a classic American tradition, the backyard barbecue. According to the Hearth, Patio, and Barbecue Association, 80% of North American households own a grill and use it year-round. And more than 65% of Americans like to dress up their grilled dishes with salsas, marinades, or seasonings. A great way to add flavor is with Heinz 57 sauce. First introduced in 1911, the classic sauce is celebrating its 100th anniversary of infusing fun and excitement into the grilling fare of American families. Chef and lifestyle expert Jamie Gwen has more.
You don't need to make a different marinade for everything that you're grilling this summer. I love using Heinz 57 sauce because it's versatile and adds zest and flavor to meats, veggies, and even seafood. Try mixing the sauce with honey for a sweet and simple twist for basting chicken or pork.
For more information, recipes, and 57 ways to add zest to your favorite meals, visit Heinz57.com.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen, the hot dog eating champion, who is now in exile, Rich McFadden.
That's right.
Yeah, there he is. Okay, so let's go back to July 4th, 1970, when a gentleman who had worked in Cleveland, Chicago, and finally Los Angeles, he established a name for himself on local radio, and somebody had an idea, came to him and said, you know, we have this list every week that Billboard puts together of the big songs across America. There ought to be a radio program there, and this is what came out of it.
American Top 40. American Top 40 originates in Hollywood. Here's the recent number one soul smash by the band led by Robert Cool Bell. Cool in the Gang, climbing two notches this week on AT 40 to number six. Their song, Joanna.
They didn't even... they didn't try to be particularly tight the way this is edited. And I just let you in on kind of a little secret. I don't know if it's a secret or not. Casey Kasem gets paid about... He still, to this day, gets about $4.5 million a year for doing... He has a couple of countdown shows that are still on the air, although the big one that he started was taken over by Ryan Seacrest about six years ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, Casey had a morning job, and I'm trying to remember which station he was on back then. Jennifer, you weren't even around.
I wasn't.
It was, I think he was on KHJ, but I don't, somebody in Los Angeles maybe remembers this. I'll defer to you. I can't remember what station he was on, but anyway, he may have been on KRLA. So, he put this thing together with a couple of other people. It was called Watermark Productions, which was bought by ABC, and then the thing was bought by Premiere. It was just, it's gone. They've made nothing but money with this thing. It was such a simple concept. He goes into the studio for about an hour, maybe an hour and 15 minutes, tapes all of the intros.
Right.
And that's it. That's all he has to do. They produce the show. Put out, he doesn't sit there and listen
to
music.
Which is pretty much the template for how all music radio is done today.
Yeah, right. It is. And how the, we have our countdown show. And that's sometimes how we put it together. It's amazing, the talk countdown show, which is basically a ripoff of the music countdown shows. But it's he did it, and he did a great job. He's actually a very interesting guy.
He's very good. Yeah.
Very good at what he's doing. 800-510-8255. Tim is in Jackson, Missouri. Happy 4th of July, Tim. Nice to hear from you.
Hey, happy 4th of July, guys. How are you
doing?
Thank you.
We're doing well. In what year, month, day, and year was the Liberty Bell first rung?
I believe it was July 8th, 1776.
You know, there's an argument about whether it was the 4th, the 6th, or the 8th. And I must tell you, I do not know.
If you want to take Ricky or Wiki as the official,
yeah,
it says July 8th.
July 8th, okay.
I think the end run was that it was just rung in celebration of the Declaration of Independence.
Right, which had
they didn't
been
know exactly when. Yeah.
Signed for you, exactly. It was in Philadelphia. First rung 1776 on Independence Day, and that's enough to win the prize. How about that?
Oh, well, thank
you. Good
deal.
All right, hold on just a second, and we'll give you something swell from the Doug Steffen closet, if you will. It's 51 past the hour, Richie. That's what it is.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Good Day program with Rich and Jennifer and Doug and you. Everything you need to know about technology happens three or four different times, actually, during the program every morning. If you're new to our program or you're listening because the host on your station is away or they want to have a live program, that's good. Laudable if management thinks it's good to have a live program on. And that's, by the way, what all of the any consultant in the radio business will tell you, number one, people want to have a program that's live. They want to be able to hear what's going on when it's on the air. They don't want to listen to tape stuff. They don't want to listen to best stuff, all of that stuff, which happens on a day like today. So we're offering a service, as we usually do, and a lot of people listening to a lot of radio stations around the country that might, for whatever reason, not carry this program, at least in the hours that it's on live. Help yourself. We're here at your service and on your side at 800-510-8255. Follow us on Facebook. Get all the details about the various connections and downloads in the listen box at DougStephan.com. How well is the fight for smartphone brand loyalty working, and who's winning that battle? You may find that. I find that an intriguing question. Smartphone, how many different brands are there, Richie, of smartphones?
Oh, my God. I can't even count. Yeah,
really? Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's have Alex sort it out for us. Alex Goldfein is the technology tailor on Good Day, and his answer is up next.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Let's take a big picture look at the smartphone market as some interesting numbers were recently released. Research from Nielsen says that 55% of all wireless phones sold in the last 3 months were smartphones. That's up from 34% a year ago. Further, research company IDC said that consumers are on track to buy 472 million smartphones around the world this year. That's up more than 50% over last year, when 305 million smartphones were sold. Google also said that it's activating 500,000 new Android devices every single day. Now, a New York Times story just stated something right on target, that the fight for our commitment to a smartphone brand is being waged right now. iPhone users tend to stick to iPhones, same for Android people. Once a customer identifies what I call his or her home product, the tool that's comfortable, easy, and understandable, it's incredibly difficult to make him or her switch. I'm Alex Goldfing.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I think there's an IPO this week for the company that invented Farmville.
IPO. We talked about it.
Oh, Zynga or something like that?
Is that what it is?
Yeah. You might be right.
It's a huge company. Yeah.
And what can you tell me, Richie, about Facebook and Skype having a new partnership? We're into both of those tools.
Skype is trying to work their way into all of these things like Facebook. And one of the more interesting things that they're doing is starting to work together with the cable companies like Cox and Comcast to be on their service systems.
Really?
So that you can use Skype on your television. All you'd have to do is add a camera,
wow.
And then boom, it'd be right there on your
That'd
TV.
Cool.
It's the Jetsons coming to life, brother.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. You can watch the stream of this program at DougStephan.com. Most of the time it works. Most of the time. David, what is it you're doing today to help your wife?
Preparing her food. I make a kelp alkalizing drink. And now I'm preparing a protein buttermilk-based drink with a lot of different amino acids added to everything.
Wow. Really?
Is your wife normally making that and you're making it for her? Is that it?
Yes, I make it for her. She has a pig tube, and I have to tube feed her. And so I liquefy everything in a Vitamix high-speed blender.
Mm-hmm. That's sweet. Good for you. She's lucky to have you, and you're lucky to have her.
Yes. I grow an organic garden to for the...
Well, there's a lot of great benefits from... I have an organic garden myself. The lettuce is great this time of year, and spinach, that stuff getting started, the peas. Very good. Best wishes to you and your wife, sir.